Your home for classic hits. AM 1570, 96.9, and Boone 102.7 FM. WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
Thanks for coming, elves. I've called this meeting because I don't know what to get Santa for Christmas this year.
Mrs. C, TC Trailers has everything Santa loves. They have over 300 trailers on the lot, a fully stocked parts store, and in-house repair shop. They even offer financing.
And did you know TC Trailers carries e-bikes and mopeds? Santa would love an e-bike for the off-season.
They carry barns and sheds, too. Santa was looking for a place to store more reindeer feed.
East of Frankfort, Estate Road 28 and 29, or tc-trailers.com.
If you're not pulling a TC Trailer, you're not pulling your weight.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields, and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
Did you know there are benefits to window tinting other than that cool and sleek look? Keeping your vehicle's interior protected is one of those benefits. Marchand's Window Tinting does top-quality window tint installation that comes with a lifetime warranty. Located on State Road 39 in Antioch, Marchand's Window Tinting is professional and locally owned with years of expertise.
This is Alan Marchand at Marchand's Window Tinting, and we stick it where the sun shines.
When it comes to keeping your car running right, trust the team that's got your back, Big O Tires. Located on State Road 39 in Lebanon, Big O does it all. Oil changes, alignments, tire rotations, brakes, and more. Whether you're prepping for a road trip or just tackling that overdue maintenance, the certified technicians at Big O Tires will get the job done right the first time. Check them out on Facebook for exclusive deals and updates. Next time your vehicle needs a little love, head over to Big O Tires in Lebanon and talk to manager Lauren and owner Alan. Big O Tires is the team you trust.
It's really been a pleasure serving you this year. We sincerely appreciate your business, and we look forward to working with you again next year. Have a great holiday season. Encompass Credit Union. Happy holidays.
The gift you get from giving, not the one you receive.
Hey, welcome back to Party Line, taking care of business. A little Bachman Turner Overdrive there. It is 1570 WILO, 96.9 FM, 102.7. Appreciate you joining us on this Tuesday before Christmas. It's December 23rd, the third busiest Christmas shopping day. Or no, overall, the third busiest shopping day is today. So get out there and make it happen. Don't let the statisticians down. They say it's going to be, so make sure it's happening. Don't forget, tomorrow, Santa Claus is going to be joining us right here on Party Line, 8:30. He's going to give us a, I think he's coming in the studio. I think we got him in person. I mean, that's even wilder. That's crazy. I've only been able to talk to him on the phone, but the girls got him in here in person. So make sure you tune in tomorrow. Not in person, but always a joy to talk to Kim Stevens, our executive director of the Frankfort Main Street. Good morning, Kim. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Sam. I'm doing well. How about you?
Good. Well, you got all your Christmas shopping done. Are you going to be like some of the other statistics out there that'll be shopping today on the third busiest Christmas or third busiest shopping day of the year?
You know, I'm almost done, but I've got some local things that I still need to do, so I can't let the statisticians down.
Yeah, that's right. So you'll be out and about. I've got to go out. I got most of, I think, all the gifts. There's a couple little things I got to do, but stocking type stuff. But I'm glad I just reminded me. I still got to get the stockings hung. It just dawned on me as soon as I said that. My wife has had them stacked up, and last night she said, you still haven't done that, and I was going to do it, and then I went to bed. So, okay. Anyway, but I got to go buy some groceries. I got to get some food. I got to make a lot of food tomorrow. Actually, I got to make a lot of food tonight for tomorrow. So, you guys, when do you celebrate Christmas? Christmas Day? Do you celebrate Christmas Eve? How do you guys celebrate?
Usually it's Christmas Day.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So they all come to your place, or?
They will be, yes. years we went to my mom's, and everybody would be there by 7 and fix breakfast and then open gifts and all of that. But, you know, as my parents are getting older, it's a little harder for them. So now we come to my house and we have breakfast for dinner.
So. Oh, yeah, that's good. So you guys will celebrate later in the day, but you're going to have breakfast for it.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I like that. I like breakfast for dinner. So what's a traditional meal you get? What do you guys normally do?
Well, we normally do biscuits and gravy, sausage and bacon, eggs, some French toast sticks or French toast. And so, yeah, it's a good meal.
Wow.
If you like breakfast.
Wow. So. Yeah. Oh, I love that. It sounds delicious. So is it this time of the year, is it a little more burdensome, though? I mean, you've got things going on you're trying to get done. I know a lot of people, there's expectations. I think that's one of the biggest struggles that that people have emotionally, mentally, because not only is it the third busiest shopping day of the year, but they say this week is one of the most stressful weeks of the year for people because and I think it's probably because so many expectations are set and not met. What say you?
I think we put a lot of pressure on ourselves. And, you know, I'm just happy to have my family get together. And, you know, if everything's not perfect, I'm okay with that. You know, it's just life. And so just having everybody get together and be able to spend that time together, that to me means more than having everything perfect.
Well,
so,
and you're a grandma now.
Yeah, I am, and I'm loving it.
Oh,
I will tell you that, you know, I have to keep Santa in check when it comes to, you know, what goes to her house and what stays at my house.
Know the feeling.
What goes under the tree.
Oh, yeah, know the feeling. Yeah, we made I don't know what happened, if it was me that made the mistake or if it was the company, whatever the case may be. I ended up getting charged for it, but I duplicated like three things. So Tammy in her wisdom said, well, why don't we just keep those for our house? And I'm like, okay, more things to store and more things. But you know, when you got great grandkids now that's coming around, and so you got to have things for them to do. They're not just going to sit there and look at you as much as we would like for them to do that. They got to have something to do. They got to be playing. So I agree with you. That's a tough call. You know, what stays, what goes, and of course, the more that you have to stay, the more they want to come. So that's always a little carrot, a little nugget.
That works for me. You know, she's not quite at that stage yet, but I can't wait.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's coming. So, well, Kim, a lot of things going on in Main Street. You know, looking back this past year, you know, what are some of the big takeaways from Main Street in 2025?
Oh, you know, I think over the past 20 plus years that I've been with Main Street, the biggest thing is the reporting. There's just, you know, tons and tons of reporting that needs to be done, which takes a lot of time away. But what has happened with our downtown, I think we've seen lots of change and turnover in, you know, some of our buildings and some of the businesses that have been downtown. But overall, you know, we ended up with 15 net positive businesses, and I just think that watching our small business owners grow, we've got a lot of young small business owners now, and just watching them over the past several months kind of grasp what is going on and kind of getting in the groove of things has been exciting. And we have a group of folks that aren't afraid to reach out, and I think that has been very helpful, not only to them, but to us as well, to be able to share some of the things that we can to help them be successful. So it's just, I think this has been a year of change, and I'm looking forward to 2026. I think that we've got some great things planned, and I just think we're looking forward to a great year. We've got some new incentives and new opportunities coming up, and looking forward to that.
Oh, yeah, it's always fun to vision and create and look ahead and look forward. But it is fun to kind of pause and look back and see, you know, what things are that got accomplished and the things that were able to be done. And I agree with you. I think, you know, we see, I was having a conversation yesterday with a couple of younger guys. They're involved in an organization, not necessarily a business. And I'm seeing it on a regular basis in the economic development world. Much younger, I think folks, some of the folks that I've dealt with over the years are retiring, or they've moved on or got out of the way of, got out of that necessarily that career. But we're seeing a lot of younger entrepreneurs and younger mindsets coming in. And, you know, they don't always do things the way, you know, we did them. So it's, and it's, and really it can be frustrating, but it, you know, it's like we were talking yesterday, if you're willing to embrace and look at the opportunity of what the younger mind brings, because they're going to use technology and they're going to use what they believe is going to make business more successful, and they want more time for family, so they want to be able to utilize any type of procedures or processes that are going to give them more time. And I think that's probably the biggest thing, because I think, you know, in our world, Kim, growing through the business world, and again, I'm not saying that you're not going to be married to your business, because as you well know, that you pretty much are married. If you're an entrepreneur, you're a business owner. You got a lot of work and sweat, equity and time invested. But it just seems like this, the younger generation is looking at ways where they can still get the job done, but they want to have that time with their family, because I think that they probably saw that in our generation. They don't want to repeat it.
I totally agree with you. And, you know, I just listening to some of the ideas and some of the things that they've done, it's exciting for me. I mean, I love to learn new things every day. And so just kind of watching them, you know, not only can we help give them some wisdom and advice, but I'm also learning from them every day. So, you know, I'm excited about the careers of our small business owners in downtown, especially the ones that I work with on a daily basis. Just watching some of them have such a fire in their belly, you know, like they're going to make it no matter what kind of thing. And that's exciting to me. That tells me that, you know, they probably will be successful for a very long time. So anyway, I have always been a fan of young people. Sometimes get a little frustrated about different ways that they go about some things. But, you know, I guess that's just me being older and wiser, hopefully, now.
I can't believe the music they're listening to today. I ever hear that? I mean, it's it's generational and it's cyclical, and it just, you know, you keeps going on, and some of the very same things that we would say we were never going to say that our parents said, we're saying it today. I think you're right. It does come with age. I think though technology is changing so many things though very rapidly, and that, you know, when I talk to, say, you know, Zach at our office, who's a very young guy. Has a lot to, he's in our communications director, just some of the apps, some of the software programs and things, it really, and I'm sure you see that in the Main Street industry as well.
Absolutely. It's amazing to me what there is an app for. I mean, you can't imagine all of these things and, oh yeah, I have an app for that, or, you know, or I use this app. Oh my goodness.
All right. Hey, we got a caller here. Let me put them online. Good morning. You're on Party Line.
Oh, hi, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. I have a question either for Shan or Kim, either one. In the paper before holidays, it said that the economic uncertainty leads to many retailers being cautious on hiring. Now, has Frankfort or Clinton County saw that?
As far as our small businesses in the downtown area, I think most of them have a very... they don't have a lot of employees, so most of them don't hire a bunch of employees, because usually it's the business owner that's working in the business. However, I mean, I think that for the businesses that I work with on a daily basis, I don't see where that has to, as an example, Arnie's or Pepe's, you know, the restaurant, I think that their staff has stayed pretty consistent.
Oh, well, that's
I don't I think they've done very well during the, you know, this past year. So,
well, that's good. Yeah. And Shan, about the factories, it also said that another paper, Trump's factory boom stalled for now as payrolls keep shrinking. Again, does that have anything to do with Frankfurt?
No, I mean, I think that you have attrition, you have people that are retiring and getting out of the workforce, automation, robotics, technology is changing the workplace greatly, but you need higher skilled people to do that. We've never seen, I shouldn't say never, but I would say since I've been involved in this with exception of two plants that had layoffs. I mean, Frito-Lay hasn't had layoffs. You don't see our industries doing much of that in our community. What normally happens if they do, they may some hours, like Subaru will shut down during the end of the year, or sometimes they shut down during the summer. That does impact NHK, but they do that because they have to retool. They have to also recalibrate, and so it's a it's really a kind of a just a cyclical process. But yeah, we've been very fortunate. Our unemployment rate is still one of the lowest in the state, and we have one of the lowest in the nation. So, but that's not always good because we have to find workers. We are more in the need of workers than we are in the need of jobs. So. We need people to fill the jobs that we have. So.
Oh, okay. And another quick question. They were talking about in the magazine the week that the renters haven't decided, do they want to rent or do they want to buy a house? And they've had both sides. So which most people rent or buy here in the Frankfort, Clinton County,
well,
or
it's
the smaller places?
Well, it's changed quite a bit from 30 years ago. I mean, at one time, the city of Frankfort was 43% rental. So almost half of Frankfort were rental properties. Now, that has changed drastically. The last statistic that I had found on rentals in Frankfort was down around 22%. So it's dropped almost in half because I think more people, especially during the time where the interest rates were just a few years ago, where the interest rates were lower, mortgage rates were pretty solid, and they the terms were good, so people were jumping in and moving out. Because rents were going up higher, so as rents would go up higher, people were recognizing, you know what, I could buy a house, own a house. But there's also a mindset. There's a lot of people that just don't want to own a house. They don't want to buy it because they don't want to deal with a furnace. They don't want to deal with a roof. They don't want to do. They'd rather call a landlord. When you own the house, you're not going to call a landlord. You got to get up in the morning and say, "Hey, you got to go fix it," or you got to call somebody to fix it, and you got to pay for it. So I think the key is, what do you want to do? The good news about where we are today, you have that choice. If you want to rent, if you want to buy, homes are scarce though all across the country, but especially in Indiana. I know they're trying to build a lot more homes because of the scarcity. So, but that's one thing. Yeah.
And one more about when you said rent. I would said rent. Are owners, are they still living in town or Clinton County, or are they living someplace else?
You mean
like if the owners of these buildings, the people who rent.
Well, I mean, we have both. We have landlords that live in town. We have landlords that are out of town. I mean, I think that's probably, 2-1 that they are in town, so that, people that I know, a lot of investors that are locally that live in the county that own properties and rent properties out. So there are some companies that own a few homes that are in like California or maybe Florida, but for the most part, they're in Indiana and in Clinton County.
Oh, well, that's good. Well, thank you for your answers, you two. And again, Merry Christmas.
Hey, Merry Christmas, Kim. You. Have a great one. Thank you. So with that being said, Kim, there's always fluctuation in the markets, and then there's always, it's kind of a roller coaster ride in the business world with inflation, and then when you calculate all of the different things and decisions that are being made in the corporate world, as Kim was mentioning, it can come down and affect Main Street. But those local businesses, those local entrepreneurs, they're the ones that get up each and every day, and they have to go and, you know, they go through the grind, but they do it because they want to be self-sufficient. They want to be their own boss. Don't you agree?
I absolutely agree, and you know, it is a struggle sometimes day to day, but they do get out there and they shine every day, you know. And it's a very different world, I think, than it was, you know, in the 70s when many of our businesses were in the downtown and they lived upstairs and, you know, they had their shop downstairs. You know, that was very different than what the makeup is today. So, you know, we have young families that come in and run businesses, and, you know, they've got busy lives, so they've got young kids that are in sports. And so it's very different than it was in the 50s and 60s. I know everybody makes a comment, man, I wish it was, you know, like it was. We used to come downtown and park on the square, and we'd come down early to get a space and, you know, and just watch people. And, you know, that would be an off opportunity, you know, or thing to see in our communities. But I think that it's, I would love to see that busyness and that craziness, especially at the holiday times, but not just holiday, but every day. I just think it's a little bit different today. We are so mobile. You know, we can jump in our car and, you know, in 20 minutes be someplace else. And, you know, we just have so many more options today. So.
Well, you have a lot of options, and then the of course probably the biggest option has been the internet, in that the opportunity to be just order online and have something delivered right to your door. That has been probably, I think, even more so than the big box stores and the malls that all kind of took place in the late 90s. Well, malls actually in the early 80s, in the 80s and into early 90s, and then the big box stores coming into the 90s and the early 2000s. I think online probably has had more of an impact, a significant impact on, you know, shopping small and small business than probably anything that's ever really, you know, been the competition.
I totally agree with you. And you know, and I think, I hate to bring up this one more time, but I think that this has created an opportunity for our businesses to think differently about how to do business. And when we had COVID, a lot of our businesses had to, and another buzzword was pivot, which they had to change the way they did business during that time, which I think opened up a huge opportunity for them. You know, if someone had curbside service, they created kits that your family could work together to make pizzas, or, you know, lots of different things. But, you know, watching since COVID to today, so many of our businesses prior to COVID did not even have social media. And they were kind of reluctant to get involved with social media. But to watch them today, it is so much fun. And I'm going to use Delilah's as an example. It is so much fun to watch her videos. I mean, I will tell you that it just cracks me up sometimes.
She cracks me up a lot of times. So,
no, I'm not her. the creativity of, and you know, it does exactly what it's designed to do. It gets my eyes on something that probably in my day I would not take the time to do. You know, but then it reminds me, oh yeah, I need to get in there, and this is, you know, she advertised whatever. You know, a lot of our small businesses, they use social media in a very powerful way. And I think that, you know, just watching that change from, you know, 2020 to today has been fun to see that.
And I think that the key too is that these smaller businesses, you know, they're not like these big giant stores that have to have thousands of dollars a day to come in to make it work. You know, these smaller businesses need a couple of hundred bucks a day, and they can survive because they work on such a tight budget that they know exactly what they need to keep the lights on, to have any little money to pay for anything, but mainly just to restock and do inventory. I know with my wife. I mean, it's just, it's constantly, hey, well, I mean, she'll tell you down to the penny what she made today, and the joy that brings her when somebody comes in and buys something and that goes toward paying. And then, you know, someone comes in and says, hey, would you be willing to sponsor this, or would you be willing to give to this? Well, it's tough when you don't have those extra dollars, but when you have no sales, you can put back in the community. And I think that's the power of local and the power of small. You know, that I really. Absolutely. So we got another caller real quick, Kim. Carl. Okay. Good morning, Carl. How are you?
Hey, I'm real good. Kim and Shannon, and all the employees of Clinton County that work for this city to make it a better town, I hope they have a wonderful Christmas, because without them, we can't survive. There's no way we can survive. And I know everybody does. I don't know how they do everything. I really don't understand it, you know. So, and I just hope everything is going to be all right, you know.
Well, brother, we appreciate you. Thank you very much. And you're always that one that gives the encouraging word and the kick in the butt when we need it. I always appreciate that. So
yeah, I
thank you, man. I thank you. And believe me, the world would go on tomorrow without Chan Sheridan, but it is a blessing to know that we have such a great group of people that work together. And when it's always next man up, when somebody leaves or unfortunately passes away. We had one of those folks this past week. Jan Connor passed away. We got her services coming up this weekend, and
that's too bad.
Yeah, and you know, Jan was one of those people that really did so much back in the day. And she was highly involved in a variety of things, and a great lady. Of course, Neil and Jan, just really great public servants. And but it's next person up. You know, you gotta get the next person up. And we appreciate the encouragement, Carl.
The only thing, if I could be the king of the whole world for one day, you know what I'd do, Shan?
What's that?
Nobody. All the computer systems would be shut down. All the telephones would be shut down. And we'd go back like it was in the 60s.
Okay.
Just see what would happen, you know, because I think it would be a better world.
Well, it's kind of like we were talking about earlier, that when Mary, all the busyness of the stable, can you imagine? The shepherds are coming, there's angels singing, there's Joseph is there, the baby... she's concerned about. All of these things are happening, and the Bible says in Luke chapter 2 that as these things happened, Mary just kind of stopped and she pondered all of these things. And I always wonder, what is she thinking about? And I think, you know, in the midst of the chaos, in the midst of the worship, in the midst of all the rejoicing and the uncertainty, she just pressed pause. You know, she pushed pause and she just pondered.
Yep.
So maybe,
hey,
I agree with you.
And everybody that works for this city to try to make it better.
God bless you.
Have a wonderful Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Carl. Kim. You too, brother.
Hey.
God bless. Thank you.
Well,
Kim, brother Carl always giving us a word of encouragement. So so what's your word of encouragement for folks? We're closing the program today. What say you to the folks in Frankfort and downtown and everyone listening about, and you know, your Christmas wish?
My Christmas wish is that each person would remember that our small businesses in our downtown, in any small town, that they depend on people supporting them. And I want you to think about if there was a business, your favorite business, if we did not support them, you know, they may not be able to be here tomorrow. And so just get out and support your small businesses. Santa still has some time Santa's workshop today, 6 to 8, and then he'll be there again tomorrow from noon to 3. So if your kiddos have not seen Santa yet and you need to do that, please get down to Prairie Creek Park and visit with him for just a little bit. Enjoy this Christmas season. I know that we've had a year full of uncertainty, and we just need to trust in the Lord and keep moving forward.
Amen. The Bible says we can't even trust our own heart. We have to just trust in God, trust in the Lord. So, Kim, thank you for all you do. Appreciate it. You have a wonderful Christmas season as well. And good Lord willing, we'll see you on the other side.
Thank you.
All right,
you
thank
too.
You. Kim Stevens, Executive Director of Frankfort Main Street, joining us today. Appreciate that, and we appreciate you being a part of Party Line each and every day. Don't forget, Chris Santa Claus is going to be with us tomorrow. As we sign off today, I just want to take some moment to, like Mary did, and pause and pray for not just this Christmas season, but our community, our state, our country. We as people need to understand and recognize exactly the blessings that we do have. Look, I know, as Kim said, we go through a lot of things. There's difficulties and challenges and struggles, tribulations and trials are at every turn, but we also have been blessed beyond measure. I know tomorrow when I raise my cup to drink my sweet tea or whatever I'm going to be drinking tomorrow and understand the bounty I have at the table and then look around me and see the family surrounding, I'm a blessed person. Not everyone will have that. Not everyone will enjoy that. And we need to pray and ask God's peace, joy, love, and hope to envelop all of us, but especially those that will be struggling tomorrow and the next day and throughout the season and looking for hope. And we know that our hope is found in that little manger, that baby Jesus that grew up to be our Savior. And I believe that's what Mary was pondering. What will it be like to raise the Savior? What will it be like to be the mother of the Most High? Well, she did a great job because Jesus finished the job, and he said it even on the cross, it is finished. He defeated sin and he defeated death. And if you're dealing with any of that today, if you're dealing with addiction, if you're dealing with struggle and strife and stress, if you're dealing with the challenges of life, let me tell you something. There is the best decision that I ever made was in April of 1974 when I let that baby who became our Savior into my heart. And that is the greatest Christmas gift I will ever have. That is the greatest gift of all. And is a gift that is freely offered to you today. And my prayer is that you would accept that gift, the gift of Jesus Christ. There is no other religion, folks, that has given more. There is none. All other religions take, or they ask. Jesus says, I came to give you life and to give it to you more abundantly. Let's pray. Father, on this Christmas season, the 23rd of December, 2025, I pray that you would minister to those who are struggling today, that God, that you would just give them peace. I pray, Father, that you'd be with our leadership. We thank you, Lord, for all of our leaders in our community that do so much and that people don't even realize what they do behind the scenes. I know social media can be so nasty and mean, but Lord, I get to see what goes on and I get to see how our leaders react and respond and their work, how they work behind the scenes. And I just pray that you would give them peace this Christmas season and throughout this new year. I pray for wisdom and direction and guidance. I pray for our community overall. I pray for our state of Indiana, the great state of Indiana. I pray for leadership and wisdom and guidance. I pray for our country for leadership and wisdom and guidance. And I pray, God, that you would bring peace to all of us and this entire world. There's so many different things in Ukraine, Russia, all of the different little skirmishes, all the wars, all the hatred, all the bitterness. I pray that you would bring us peace through the Prince of Peace. And that peace would also give us joy, the joy unspeakable and full of glory, the joy that gives us strength, according to Nehemiah, day to day. It is the joy of the Lord that is our strength. I pray, Father, that that joy would also remind us of the great love that you have for us, the love that gave instead of took, the love that continues to give and not takes, but God, the love that comes from that manger, the love that comes from that cross, the Son of God, the King of Kings, the living Savior, Jesus Christ. My prayer is that these words would penetrate these airwaves and, Lord, go into the hearts of people, wherever they are listening, wherever they are hearing right now, that the Holy Spirit would prick their hearts and that they would recognize the power of your presence, as Mary did in that stable. I pray, Father, for that love to engulf us this Christmas season and throughout this new year. We pray a blessing upon our community, upon our state, upon our country, and upon our world, that we would seek ye first your kingdom. And we thank you and praise you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. A Christmas blessing on this third busiest shopping day of the year. Go out there and enjoy it, folks. God bless you. Until next week, I pray you have a beautiful, wonderful, Merry Christmas and a most healthy new year. We'll talk to you soon. Stay safe and be courageous.